so hard living with the things you do to me. My things are getting so strange. I like to tell you everything I see. She's the passionate one.
Oh, yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music was soothing. And they all started grooving.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And the man at the back said, everyone attack, and they turned into a ballroom blitz. And the girl in the corner said, boy, I want to run you, it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
Touching nothing's all I ever do. Oh, I softly call you over. When you appear, there's nothing left in you.
Now the man in the back is ready to crack as he raises his hands to the sky. And the girl in the corner is everyone's one. She could kill you with a wink of her eye.
Oh, yeah, it was electric.
No purista kuuluisa polo kantahti, jalkani pohji kutkutti. Ievan äiti se tyttö se vahti, vaan kyllähän Ieva se jutkutti. Sillä ei meitä silloin kiellot haittaa, kun me tanssimme laijasta laitaa. Salivili hipput, tukkut, tappu, täppi, tipput hiljalleen. Ievan suu oli vehnäisellä, koimme se tonne toivotti. Pää oli märkänä jokaisella ja viulu se vonkuja voivotti. Ei tätä poikoo märkyys haittaa, sillä kaskoo lahjasta laitaa. Salivili hipput, tupput, tappu, täppy, tipput hiljalleen. Ievan äiti se kammaarissa virsiä veiseltä huijutti. Kun tämä poika naapuurissa ämmän tyttöä nuijutti. Eikä tätä poikoo ämmät haittaa, sillä kalaskoo lajiasta laitaa. Salivili hipput, tupput, tappu, täppy, tipput hiljalleen. Helipate, 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 hella. Helipate, helipate, helipampaa. Jali tuli jalla, tali tuli jalla. Tili tuli, tili tuli, tili tantaa. Vali tuli jalla, tili tuli talla. Tili
corner, I guess. Just no one there. I've killed everybody. Everybody's dead. Killed Semler first. He was easy. Apollo's dying. Trance is dead. Killed him with McDonald's. I've been feeding it to him for the last year, and he's finally croaked. He's dead. And Scriff, I've sold him as a sex slave to Russian mafia because he's so pretty. And rumor is he's dead. And the only person alive is me. And Wepaz.
Yeah.
Hey, Wepaz.
Yeah.
You got a camera over there?
What's up with the camera?
Is that going crazy? Look how crazy that camera is. What a crazy camera.
No idea.
What a crazy camera.
We went crazy in the corner as well.
Yeah. So basically, killed everybody, looking for replacements. Got fed up with him. And I'm going to hold the show all by myself. This show actually was not going to be about the news. it was going to be about what we're going to do at DreamHack, just to keep you up to date. More the good show about the good studio. But of course, I should mention, it's still the good show. So Asus is still our supporters, and you can still support them. And yeah, Fishstix is coming over. And yeah, so I might as well talk about what we're doing in the near future at DreamHack, since it's relevant and probably more interesting than me going through the news by myself. It's not as relevant. How's everybody in chat, by the way? You all good today? God, I'm waiting for delay. It's like when you get a text from a girl, you have to can't instantly reply. You have to wait a little bit. Everyone's good? Cool. Right, so basically, let's talk a little bit about what the Good Studio is going to be doing. Basically, we've all been very busy right now, as you know. And it's been hard to keep sometimes my energy levels up on some shows. And we were planning DreamHack. We're doing with Twitch TV and Telia a Players Lounge, which is basically a big lounge, 250 square meters, 15 computers, Asus computers, actually, that the pros can chill out on. There's going to be food, drink. There's going to be a physiotherapist from the Great Britain Olympic team. And there's going to be, like, seating for all the pro gamers. So we're doing something for the pros, okay? And then all these people keep messaging me, and they're like, Jay, can you help us get some exposure at DreamHack? Can you do some of this? Can you do some of that? Can you do some of this? And I'm like, fuck. And then I got really stressed, and I ended up working very hard trying to do a million things at once. And some of the things I couldn't do. So we decided that we heard Live on 3 were coming over to DreamHack. And we were like, oh, that's interesting. And, you know, Sir Scoots is there, DJ Wheat's there. We're not sure about Slasher. We're not even sure if they're even going now. But we heard. And we were like, well, if Live on 3 come to DreamHack and do something cool, that's lame. Because we do cool shit. And we do cool shit at DreamHack. So we weren't doing anything cool. And we decided, well, fuck it. And basically, my business model for the studio going forward isn't just about the content we do here. We're actually already got some pitches to do the production for live tournaments. So there could be a possibility in the future where the Good Studio will be like the ESPN of a sporting event, which is obviously a live LAN event. And I've got some plans for it, you know, with how to do content between the games, you know, hosting a desk, how to do instant replays, how to do some of this really cool shit. And I've got that planned. And we've got a pitch, actually, for an event coming up. But we were a little bit busy, so we haven't decided whether or not we're going to be able to do this. So we decided we wanted to do something at DreamHack, and I decided, well, let's do a small-scale little something with the Good Studio at DreamHack. So what we're going to do is, in the Twitch TV booth, we're going to build the Good Studio studio. It's not really going to be a studio. It's more going to be a couch, right? And we're going to do a show every evening after the tournament, and it's going to be like after hours with the Good Studio, okay? So when all the games are done for that one day, you're going to be able to tune into the Good Studio. We're going to be, you know, a lot of us, probably me hosting it with Semler, etc. And basically, we're going to recap some of the today, some of the stuff that's went on over at DreamHack. So we got McCormick that's going to be highlighting replays and moments from, for example, Dota 2, StarCraft 2, and Quake. So he's going to be working all day, and he's going to like get highlights and the best moments of all the tournament games, okay? So we're going to give you a nice little recap. We're also going to give you a recap, obviously, of like what happened in the brackets, what's, you know, who went through and who did all that stuff. And we're also going to hopefully have some guests at the studio after hours. So this will probably happen anywhere between 10, 11 p.m. and up until like midnight. And we think it's like a step in the right direction for something that we can do here at the studio, because normally if we did something full-blown, we would do it like all the time at the event. But we're going to actually just do... we're going to do something at the end of the day. So... if Dern can open up a Reddit thread, /r/thegoodstudio, Dern, if you can be bothered. We are going to do this on DreamHack, are building a new DreamHack page for their TV, and it's going to be called like DreamHack TV or something. And basically, they're going to be able to promote us. So we're not bothered if we do it on the Good Studio stream. We might do it on the the DreamHack stream. But basically, the idea is, at the end of the day, the whole of DreamHack's finished, the last StarCraft 2 game's gone, the last Quake Live game's gone, we should hopefully have some sort of show for you at the end of DreamHack that just kind of recaps the whole day, shows you some of the best moments, talks about what's going to happen tomorrow, when the games are going to be, and you can kind of just be like, cool, sweet, that's the end of my day, I'm off to bed. And we'll do some, yeah, we'll do some, yeah, BLC players are allowed in the lounge. So, we need to open up a thread on our Reddit page, Dern. And I just want additional ideas of different things we can do from the Twitch TV lounge at the Good Studio couch, okay? For example, if people want additional interviews, we can arrange them. You know, we've got a seating area, we've got microphones, we've got lighting, we got all the pros in the lounge, so we can actually bring the pros over for interviews. But with these interviews, they're something that people will want maybe live and maybe in VOD. So if we do it live, we might end up going live and not live, live, not live, and that'll piss you off. If we do VOD, then we're going to have to squeeze it in at the end of the hour of the final day. Unless we do it on VOD and then send it to the DreamHack, send it to DreamHack's like production team, and they use it as fillers between their tournament games. So the other option is, as I talk to DreamHack and I talk to them about us being able to host the couch on a more permanent basis. For example, right now we're doing it at the end of the day. The other option in my head that works is basically I'm at the couch with Samler. Samler's not doing much at DreamHack. For some reason, Twitch TV has sent over all these Americans, like Fishsticks, who's in channel for some reason, to come over to a European event where they know nobody. And then I have to introduce them to everybody so they feel good about themselves, even though it's a waste of budget to send them anywhere. But he's coming over, so I can actually like have a little bit more time. So I can actually, maybe with some of the Twitch TV guys as well, because I'm sure Fishsticks will have some time, we can actually maybe... sit down at the couch, right? If we do it on a DreamHack stream, so we're on a couch, right? And we're on a DreamHack stream, so it's like DreamHack, the Good Studio. So they're getting the ad revenue, they're getting the viewers. And on the couch, it's just kind of like me, Semler, Fishsticks, and some other people, and it's just generally relaxed. And what we can actually do is we could maybe tune in into other people's games. So for example, let's say Apollo's casting a StarCraft 2 match, and I'm on the couch, and you're watching our stream because it's like relaxed, fun, and no one really gives a shit, as you can probably tell. And then we go, all right, yeah, there's a StarCraft 2 game on now, but rather you switch stream, we switch stream ourselves, and we go in because we have access to all the back-end shit, and we just bring up the StarCraft 2 stream with Apollo on it. So what we can do is, I can chill out of the couch like gangsters, and then we could be like, let's watch that StarCraft 2 game. And then we bring up the StarCraft 2 game, and then... and then we can actually just like mute our microphones and we can hear Apollo. And when Apollo gets boring, a couple minutes, we can actually just like mute Apollo, yeah, keep the picture up. And then because we're in the Twitch TV booth area with all the pro gamers, I could be like, Grubby, is that it? Yeah, Grubby. Come over here, look at this shit game. It's like PVT. And then me and Grubby would just be like sat down being like, yeah, man, he's losing. And Grubby, who's here right now, invisible, Grubby would be like, yeah, he needs to do this. And I'd be like, well, okay, let's listen to what Apollo has to say. And then we'd be like, unmute Apollo and we'll shut up. So we could probably do that, but I need to get permission from DreamHack to basically cut into all their different streams. And then if we do it and we do it like for a long period of time at the event, we also need McCormick on graphics where he's actually going to get us updates of tournaments. For example, you're watching us on the couch, right? And you're like, well, this is just two guys on a couch. And then we'd be like, okay, here's an overlay for what games are coming up in the next 30 minutes. And then you can stay with us and then be like, okay, that's cool. I can go watch those guys. Or we can be like, tell you the latest results. So this is all off the top of my head because I'm mental. And we wanted to do something a little bit cooler than just turning up and basically, you know, giving fish sticks a wedgie. I'm not high. I'm in a world of my own. So the possibility is the Good Studio after our show and the Good Studio couch at DreamHack, where basically we just chill the fuck out and talk to some guests and basically we'll have like maybe different hosts, which will be me, Semler, and I think Fish Sticks would be up for it as well. And we don't have all the equipment that we would want. Like if I was doing this properly for a live event, I would basically have like instant replays and I would have overlays already sorted before the event. I would have preferred choice guests, you know, to sit with me. I wouldn't do a couch. I'd do a nice desk and basically I'd give you really good content between the matches. So if we get the contract to do this kind of thing at live events in the future, it will obviously give an income to the Good Studio, but also it will increase the awesomeness of the live event. So this is like a test run, okay? And we're going to do it, all right? We're going to do it. So we're going to do this as a test run. If you guys have any ideas of what you would like during the good couch from the event, and bear in mind that we're only doing the after hours now, but if you want more, we're going to look into your ideas and see what I can come up with. You need to go over to Reddit, reddit.com/r/thegoodstudio. And basically, Dern hopefully will have like a post up, and you guys can be like, I would like interviews, you know, I would like this, this, and this, and this. So, after hours set, can we do it longer? Is the content going to be fun? Can we get DreamHack to agree to let us do it a bit longer? Yeah. This is something I want to do in the future, like for DreamHack Winter, because basically I always like the idea of DreamHack gets better every stop, and I didn't want to give them the whole Good Studio like presence at DreamHack Summer because we weren't ready, we're really busy. But by winter, I actually wanted to see if they wanted to do a contract with us where basically the Good Studio end up doing a lot of the in-between game content where I don't host on stage, but I actually host a desk, and when the commentators finish commentating, it throws it to me. And it's not like I mean, no offense to MLG's expert desk, it's quite boring. You know, it was new and nice to begin with, but I'm not really into it. But I'm talking like a proper desk where there's a good 10 minutes of content and it's prepared between the games, where you've got a replay, you've also got update on the brackets, you've got opinions, you've got, you know, something going on, and you know, you've got giveaways. And that's the other thing, because a lot of sponsors came to me and said, can you promote us at DreamHack? And I didn't have any ways to do it quickly. If we do the Good Studio after hours, a lot of the Good Studio and also I think the StarCraft II sponsors from DreamHack, we'll most likely have some giveaways for you guys throughout the show. So, yeah, but that's future stuff. And I thought I'd mention it because this is going to be like a test run with no preparation at DreamHack Summer. And it might just be the after hours, which will be an hour to an hour and a half in the evening. Doesn't matter if I don't know anything about StarCraft 2, because I'll be sat with someone who does. So, you guys seem to like the idea. Wepaz, you good for it?
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Cool.
As if I needed more work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as if I needed more work. But we'll give it a go. We'll give it a go. So, yeah. Do we Shall I do the news? Because honestly, I wasn't really planning on doing any news. But we can do the news quickly with me.
Yeah, sure.
It's okay if people rip off my idea. It's like no one can do anything as well as me anyway. It's like I invented sex and people stole that. But no one does it good. yeah, we can do the news. Well, if it's in the news, it's just me doing the news, and that's not great. All right, people, I don't know if people are just commenting to about me good at sex or me. someone just photoshopped, bring up my screen. Look, there's Grubby, sat with me. Grubby goes, fucking hell, our chat's fast. Do I look that high? When I talk to myself, I generally just kind of go off on a whim. Okay, let's do some of the news, guys. I'll tell you what. Yeah, literally, everyone is in, like, everyone's in a mood at the house right now. You have no idea, right? Basically, the good studio is owed a lot of money off invoices, and it's no one's fault that they've come through late, but it's quite annoying. So Trance is going mental, and he's like, fuck this, I'm playing video games. So Trance is not coming back. And I shouted at Trance earlier because he was like asking me to ask people for money. I'm like, look, you can't just fucking demand money off people, you know. It's like everyone's paying, and it's going to take a little time because they have accountants and stuff. So I'm like, Trance is in a mood, he's playing video games, and he's not even coming down to the studio right now. But doing the studio idea was a DreamHack was partly his. Okay, Apollo's in a mood because Apollo was meant to be picked up from the. It's your fault, Webfez.
Yeah, I know.
Apollo's in a mood because
but I think he's tired as well.
He's tired because he traveled back from MLG. And basically, Webpaz was going to wake up at what time, Webpaz? 1:30 p.m. and pick him up.
I think so, I woke up at 2, maybe.
Woke up at 2, takes 20 minutes. So Apollo's pissed off because he waited 50 minutes. And because Apollo was in a mood and Trance was in a mood, Apollo texts Trance saying, thanks, guys, for coming to get me. And then Trance replied something along the lines like, sorry, mate, Webpaz is coming. We're not a taxi service. So Apollo is in the mood. I'm actually the only one not in the mood. I don't care if, you know, some people pay a little bit late. And then who else is in the mood? Semler's probably in the mood because Semler flew in.
He got an 8-hour connection flight.
Semler flew in on the same flight as Apollo from MLG to Netherlands, right? And Apollo had a 50-minute transfer time. And Semler tried changing his flight to get on the same one as Apollo, and he couldn't. So Semler's been stuck in the airport for 8 hours. So Semler's turning up in a little bit in about 30 minutes, and he's been stuck in the airport. Yeah, but Semler's always in a mood. Who else is there in the studio? McCormick seems quite happy.
Yeah, yeah. Even though you're like forcing him to work.
I don't think he really understands life, what's going on. He's just got... And Will was in a mood. Will's our event manager. And Will got back last night at 2 o'clock. His flight was delayed. And then he had to go up at 9 o'clock in the morning to get banners printed for the new Twitch TV logo and Telia logo for the Twitch TV Players Lounge. And he ended up like almost, he was so tired that he ended up almost driving down the wrong side of the street. And the GPS couldn't find the printing company, so he was just raging at the GPS. So it's called the Mood Show. But I'm really happy. I don't give a fuck.
I'm quite happy as well.
Yeah.
Haven't lost too much.
Yeah, me and you, mate. We're like rainbows and sunshine. Trant is dead.
Yeah.
Everyone's dead. Hellspawn's not here because he's working at DreamHack.
He's probably in a mood as well.
Hellspawn's probably in a mood.
Because he's building DreamHack.
Let's ring him up on Skype. See if Hellspawn's had a good or bad day. 1 second. I'm just going to log into Skype. You got my PC sounds?
Yeah, I can turn them off. There you go.
Wonder if he's at his PC. My phone's upstairs charging. I've got his phone number upstairs.
Should I ask McCormick? He's not in the mood, so he can probably.
Yeah. He can probably get McCormick. He's playing Diablo 3 right now.
Tell him on Skype. He's right. Probably online.
And cool. See if I got his phone number here. Hey, Chance. Have you got Hellspawn's phone number?
Yeah, why?
I just need it.
Why do you need it?
Just gotta like ring him, check how he is. How are you doing anyway, Chance? Are you feeling
good?
You feeling better?
Yeah, I bought myself a new expansion of Battlefield. I'm feeling better now.
You bought yourself a new expansion of Battlefield? Yeah. So you're not in a mood anymore?
Nah.
Alright, Chance has bought Battlefield. Show's going great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of topics already.
Cool.
Yeah.
Renamed the studio as well.
You renamed the studio?
Yeah, right. Mood Studio.
Oh, right.
Everybody's in a mood. So we're
what's the new expansion pack from Battlefield like?
Pretty nice.
Yeah? I heard they weren't going to sell maps. Oh, hey, Hellspawn, it's Jay. You right?
I can't tell already.
What?
You're
not a quick compass. Ah, your phone sucks.
The phone ringer to walk here, I haven't talked for a second.
Oh. Hey. Oh. He just hung up on me. What a moody cunt.
I told you I was in a mood.
Let's ring him back. I have no idea what he was saying.
Have the cats eaten those, by the way?
Was he talking Swedish? He can't hear me.
I think Weppers disconnected the microphone.
Weppers, did you disconnect the microphone?
Oh, yeah, maybe. It should be in the Astrid. So.
Why have you done that?
Because I was streaming.
Why? Oh, Weppers, you're breaking the studio. We're just checking on Hellspawn. See if he's in a good mood. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear enough.
Yeah, it's me. It's James, your friend.
Oh, it's James Hardy.
Yeah. How are you doing? Yeah. How's your day
I'm
been?
I'm fine.
Yeah?
It's busy down here.
You're busy down at DreamHack?
Yeah.
Has anything gone wrong that's put you in a bad mood?
No, not at all. I like to be in a bad mood, man.
You're in a good mood?
Yeah, of course.
Yay! I'm in a good mood too, dude.
Awesome. What's up?
I don't know. I just thought I'd ring check how you are. We're not live on a show or anything.
I see.
Nah.
Fucker.
I'm a fucker. Nah, that's all right. Hey, dude. I was meant to talk to Ponder today about a press release for us doing like something with the Good Studio after hours. Did you hear about it?
I heard slightly about it, that you're going to do some show in the Twitch studio launch after closing hours.
Yeah. Yeah, we're thinking of maybe if we could do a little bit more between, but we're having to plan it out right now.
Well, can you repeat that? I didn't hear.
We're thinking of doing maybe a little bit more, like some interviews and stuff and some content. Like a little bit additional, but we have to plan it. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I think so. Do you want to speak with him or see him now?
Yeah, give me Ponda fucking Rosa.
But your phone is fucked up. It's like really hard to hear what you're saying.
I'm fucked up.
Yeah, you're fucked up.
What about now?
Maybe later. Okay, I'm gonna try to. He's just talking to the guy, so hold on. Yeah. By the way, you need to help me with that Virtus Pro thing. I'm missing you on Skype.
Yeah, Yeah, I got
Horrific?
It.
Horrific?
Yeah, I got it. Awesome. Thanks.
Ask Ponder about the new
album. James Harden, if I can
write. Hey, Ponder, can you
hey,
hear
man.
Me?
Yep.
How's the new Apple?
The new Apple computer?
Yeah, how is it?
I fucking love it, but I don't have it yet.
You fucking idiot, mate. Ponder,
yeah.
You know we're going to come and do some content at the end of the days at DreamHack from, like, the Twitch TV lounge?
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. Is it cool if we do maybe a little bit more, like some interviews and some content during the day as well, maybe on, like, the DreamHack stream somehow?
On the DreamHack stream, I think it will be hard since we have...
Not on the DreamHack stream, but on a DreamHack official stream, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, absolutely. Live from the Twitch lounge or
yeah,
something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, the thing
yeah,
is...
Why not?
Yeah, fuck it. Why the fuck not, Ponder?
Yeah.
And then I was also thinking it might be quite fun, since RB sat down in a couch with some professional gamers of professionalism, that Trance can actually sometimes tune us in to, like, the StarCraft 2 stream, so we could check on some games throughout the day, you know, as well as interview some people. But we could do it on the DreamHack channel, so you get all the revenue and all that other shit.
Yeah, I have to check that with Thomas, but I can't see why not.
Yeah.
And also, I think we can... one cool thing that me and Thomas and Hellspawn talked about, two-thirds of Live on 3 are here.
Yeah, well, we don't like Live on 3. They're quite stinky.
Yeah.
Sir Scoots is rotting.
What?
Sir Scoots is rotting.
Yeah, of course.
But maybe we could do something with Live on 3, yeah, maybe.
Yes, because yeah. On the first night, on Dream Arena Extreme.
Yeah.
We don't have any content, so it should be cool to do something special there. I mean, two-thirds of Live on 3, you, some guests, something like that. I think that would be really cool. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, we could probably carry Live on 3. I mean, we're not really... we don't really want to work with amateurs, but I think for this case, we can probably... carry them, accept it.
Yeah.
This one off.
But absolutely. I mean, everything, more content is good.
Yeah, okay. So
but, when do you arrive here?
I'm coming down Friday to DreamHack.
Ah, okay.
How's it going at the event? Is it all good?
Yeah, it looks good. I arrived today, so yeah.
Okay. All right.
It looks good. But can you write everything down and put it in the mail and so we can just... Okay, this is going to happen, everything looks good, and then we reply on mail and then just go. So that's better.
I'll write you I'll write you an electronic mail when I finish today.
Yeah, okay. Great.
All right, thanks. Tell Hellspawn to fuck off, and I'll see you Friday.
Yep,
love you, Ponder. Bye. Love you. Love you, Ponder.
Oh.
Ponder. Let me hang up. Right. So, yeah, we can do some shit at DreamHack. Let's just tear that event apart. I say we go mental.
Oh, God.
I just organized it.
I said sure, so. Whatever we want.
Well, I don't know. Sounds good. That was the initial plan anyway, so...
Yeah.
Why not?
Let's make it happen. Yeah.
We got to get planning.
No, there's no planning. We just pack that computer, that camera, some cables, the mixer. That's it.
Yeah.
We have couches, whack in a corner.
And we got to carry DJ Wheat and...
That's fine. That's easy.
Got big shoulders, Trance.
Yeah. They're like...
I've been working out.
The Scoots isn't that big, right?
Huh?
So Scoots isn't that big, right? Is it Gary?
He's almost 60, right? So he shouldn't be that big.
How tall
you know,
is he, like,
the older you get, the smaller you get.
Yeah.
What's the new Battlefield expansion right. like, anyway?
I pre-ordered it, actually. I bought a premium shit, right? Because I wanted early, because I was bored. I was like, this looks interesting. So you get to destroy more shit.
You know that they said they would never sell maps as content, and then they went and
but
sold maps.
They don't actually sell maps. It's a bit more than just maps.
Or some dog tags as well.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
All
right. Still is fun. Right. So,
yeah, that's
did
that
you do the news?
No, I haven't done the news yet.
Where's the news then?
Don't know. All
right, let's do the news.
All right. Let's do the news. Can we take a break before the news?
I'm fine.
Why am I asking you? You just turned up. Moody.
I'm not moody.
You are moody, looking moody.
I was not moody. I was just angry. And I have all the reasons in the world to be angry. And you have to agree.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just saying, it's not our partner's fault. Let's just say somewhere there is a woman.
In America.
I didn't say where.
Fish Sticks knows her.
She's supposed to do a simple job pressing some buttons on a computer, right? And somehow she always managed to fuck it up. Every fucking time. And we're like, how many times can you fuck it up? Like, how many times? So far, it's been every time.
Yeah, but she's consistent.
Yeah, I mean, she excels. She excels at fucking up. If there was like a fuck up award, I'm pretty sure she would get it like every fucking month.
We can't let you go to America because you all have
a criminal record. I cannot meet this woman. Definitely, I cannot meet her. So, yeah.
All right.
But anyways.
Let's go to a quick commercial break. Yeah. And
I'll help you with the news. Forward this on.
And then basically when we come back, we're just going to go for the news rather quickly. And then we're literally, this is the last thing we're doing before DreamHack starts, which is going to be on Saturday. So
yeah.
We're basically packing up the studio, doing all the shit, trying to organize content, working with DreamHack. And we're going to try and bring something cool to you guys. So when we come back, we're going to do the news that pretty much you guys awesomely did in our Reddit thread. So yeah, we'll see you in a moment. This is powered by Asus, even though they might not like to admit it every time we have a show. But they are. And yeah, we'll do Live on Free versus the Good Studio. I actually really like Sir Scoots, DJ Wee, and Slasher. But I like professional... I wouldn't call it professional, but it's like professional competition when you've got two people doing similar things.
Yeah.
So
it won't be a fair fight, man. They don't have their full roster. We just ruffle stomp them. So
yeah, they need.
It's not even point.
I don't think Slasher is going to elevate them.
Dude,
you
give Semler some coffee and some whiskey and just like set them loose.
Yeah.
Be afraid.
Yeah, we had to ban Semler.
Be afraid, man.
We had to ban Semler from
I've seen Semler. I've been in a car with Semler when he was on caffeine.
Yeah,
never again.
He was in the car driving on just like Red Bull
and coffee,
and then,
right? Lots of
and coffee. And then he just like starts. He's driving the truck, and then he just like someone's like, you know, he wants to go around somebody, but you shouldn't. So he just goes around somebody up on the curve in this like Will's little truck, and then just leans out the window when people are looking at him on the pavement.
He leans
out the window and goes, "Fuck yeah, I'm American!" And then just like continues driving like a retard.
I kid you not, man. True story. I was like,
Semler's not allowed any sugar, anything. He's just.
Yeah.
He's scary.
He was just helping the overall image for the Americans in Europe.
Yeah.
Making it
I'm sure the Swedish people actually laughed quite hard because he was just like some crazy guy dumb driving on a curb, dumbass, leaning out of like a big truck, shouting, "Fuck yeah, I'm American." Flying the flag.
All right.
Okay, yeah, we're going to go a quick commercial break. Hit the button and play some cool.
Walk along the razor. people on streets.
Oh, we're back.
Huh?
We're back, apparently. I forgot to tell us. I was like, what?
You said we're back.
Oh, I didn't hear.
I was typing to fish
and
sticks.
I was busy.
I was busy too. Very busy, aren't we? Too busy to do a show. Yep. Chance actually didn't know we were back. I saw we were back, but I just ignored you guys. So basically, we weren't acting, and we are bad actors, even if we wanted to be actors. So I think I just asked Fishsticks if he's up for it. I like working with Dream Hat. They're just like, yeah, just do what the fuck you like. Basically, like, it's really funny because you guys seem really excited about the couch, like our little section at Dream Hack. Mm-hmm. And basically, without even trying, we shit on everybody else content wise. It's not even funny. It's like,
I don't know.
When we're good, we're the fucking best.
And when we're bad, we're the fucking worst.
We are the worst when we're bad.
That's true.
Dude, we've deleted VODs of me.
That is true.
We've had emails to sponsors, probably. Deservingly so. Yeah, when we're good, we're good. When we're bad, we're bad. All right, so let's just get into the news. You guys have done the news today because we weren't really going to do a show. So let's get into it. Let's get involved. All right. I'm on the Good Studio Fred, where the audience have prepared the news for today's show. And Dern has put it into a nice post that I can follow simply. Because I'm a bit of a retard. And that helps a lot. All right. So let's start off with Dota 2.
Yeah, Dota 2. A lot of stuff happening.
Yep. First of all, MTW won the West qualifier, beating out in the grand finals. They beat Mouseports earlier, but yeah, Next KZ. So MTW, Cinderin's team that won the arena the previous week, are actually going to be going to the internationals to play for 1.6 million.
Sorry.
Oh my God. Where is that even linked?
Jesus. That's brilliant. Christ. That's brilliant.
Yeah. This is Semler. And the worst part is, Semler is driving with no hands. And I'm not talking about on the steering wheel. If we go back to the picture, you can literally, he has no hands. So that just makes him a double mental bastard. It's triple mental bastard. Semler, thank you for that. Interrupting our news, if you weren't watching in a little moment today, you won't get that joke. So MTW won, they're off to the internationals. Tongfu won, I think a Chinese team. So there's going to be five Chinese teams at the internationals, which is awesome. Also in Dota 2, we can bring up my screen again. Basically, the Defense 2 is announced. Now, this is actually quite interesting. I'll just give you a little background on this. Basically, the Defense is Join Dota's own tournament, and they started it very early with the sponsor of Own3D.TV, because Own3D.TV and Freaks 4U Gaming quite entwined in terms of partnerships. This time round, though, it looks like the Defense is going to be picking up two other sponsors, which are going to be Razer and BoneQ. Now, interestingly enough, quite predictable sponsors, considering they're also very close partners with Freaks 4U, but it still has a €10,000 prize pool. It's been announced. It's a really great tournament. Toby will be casting. Obviously, he casts everything, this guy. Seriously, I think he's like cloned himself and then he just keeps casting. The team's announced already there. Navi put in first because he fancies Puppy. But I think Puppy fancies Toby as well, so it's okay. But a great lineup. And also, should be a really good tournament. So that's the defense that has been announced. And then also, there was something about Virtus Pro disbanding.
Rumors.
I don't think it's going to...
Somebody said, one of the players said it could happen in an interview.
But like I don't think it's going to happen.
They put a lot of focus on this international and they didn't make it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yep.
Have to see.
Also, the international tickets went up for sale at $50 each to go watch, I guess. But at the same time, I already think the international is sold out.
Do we even know the capacity?
5 tickets.
Oh.
I don't know.
A lot of profit right there.
We don't actually know what's going on in the news. This is just if people actually want the news in a non-verbal way, you could just go read our subreddit, because that's all we're doing. But we weren't planning to do the news. We were actually just planning to tell you what we're going to try and do at DreamHack. All right, so M5 cannot attend DreamHack Summer. Russian team, good team, did really well in Star Ladder Season 1. Came second place to Navi, and they won't be able to attend DreamHack Summer, but DreamHack Summer is still going to be awesome. The Dota Academy launched. You can bring up my screen again for awesomeness. Oh, awesomeness awaits.
This is actually a really, 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 really cool site.
Have you actually been here?
And I've actually talked to the guy.
What the fuck? Why is it loaded on your PC and not mine?
My PC is better. But the thing is,
magic touch.
Yeah, the guy who made this site, basically, he has problems with hosting, and he said, maybe we can help out and stuff because it's a really cool idea what he's doing. You can basically check stats from almost as early as competitive games starting Dota, but not only stats, like in-depth stats, like GPM scores, heroes played, which heroes picked most, win rates, like it's insane, like the amount of stats they have in there. And I think it's really awesome for a Dota community to have something like this build up. And it's just been made by somebody, fan, basically. You can bring it back now.
Are we going to help him with hosting then? You're going to put
I'm trying to get, the Swami connection in.
Yeah.
Because this is a really cool idea, actually. And, so many stats is like...
Have you fapped over the stats yet?
Nah.
Will you?
I'm waiting after the international, then I'll have a quick wank. But yeah, anyways, it's really cool. You can see players, which characters they play most, the win ratios, win-lose ratios and stuff like that.
That's a pretty fucking awesome site.
It is, yeah. Yeah, it is.
All right. Wow. Okay.
It's so in-depth. I don't know how they pull this. Had to be manual or something, right? But it's insane, the amount of stuff.
All right, well, there you go, dota-academy.com. Next in the news, as you can see... there, as I bring it up. I'm trying to understand the news before I... What's this? Mineski acquires new exclusive Dota 2 team, also keeping their Dota 1 team moments before the International 2 qualifiers. Valve allow them to play with that roster instead. Spoiler, they fell epically. What? I don't get this.
That sounds interesting.
Mineski are one of the East teams, right?
Pretty much they took in a completely new roster. They took like Mr. Swish from that played for Duskbin in the qualifier, or that should have played for Duskbin in the qualifier, and they just built a new team. And they, like the day before these qualifiers started, and they were allowed to play, and they lost their first match and lost their first loser bracket match as well.
And basically they flopped.
Yeah.
Okay. Discussion topic, large influence of players instead of entire teams. Interesting discussion, only if you're desperate. We're not desperate today. So let's move on to StarCraft 2. In Dota 2, the international really, still the story, but MTW and also TongFu are the ones you want to congratulate. In StarCraft 2, MLG Anaheim finished. Domregu got first place. For those interested in Sweden, Sase got fourth, which I think is pretty incredible. Soke had a really good run as well. He actually was the only person that beat Domregu, I think, or took a map off him or something. I can't remember what was the relevance, but I remember hearing lots about Soke from Germany, but Soke's awesome. Well, actually, Socky's not coming to DreamHack
Isn't summer
because he doesn't want. It's only top four prize money payouts, not top eight. Okay. The USA WCS, which is the World Something Series from Blizzard.
Yeah, it's the World Championship Series.
Yeah, World Championship Series was also held at MLG. I think Vibe won it. Is that correct? Vibe. Can anyone correct me if I'm wrong? Who won the WC?
This is like a Q&A. Yeah, it was Vibe. News. It's like...
Yeah, it was Vibe. And yeah. I think he credited playing Diablo 3 to winning. So congratulations to him. Who did he have to beat, though, to win? Because
I don't know. I know... Idra was there and he lost, right?
Yeah. So who else played from America? Like, did the Canadians get to play in that tournament? North America? You know, did they?
I don't know, man.
Wow. Okay.
Dasuki. What? Who? Dasuki.
Right. I need to call Apollo, apparently. Check his Twitter.
What?
I said Apollo's in a bad mood because he got picked up from airport late.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Canada will be at NASL. Okay, no Canadians. All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for doing the news for us this week, on the week that we're not meant to be doing this. Flash won the Casper exhibition tournament. I'm not sure how the... I watched one game from this, and I got very tired and went to bed. But I'm not sure what the level of play was like. Trans wouldn't have watched it. How good were they? How good were the Brood War players?
I don't know.
Apollo
doesn't have a phone, guys.
Apollo doesn't have a phone. Can't call
Semler him. Doesn't have a phone either. He just drives trucks around calling, saying he's an American, but Gus has no phone. So, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, can't call him. CBSI apparently jumped the gun again. You may remember CBSI saying a lot about partnering with DreamHack, partnering with ESL, and delivering all this content, etc. Apparently, they did another... jump the gun. Forbes article claims that the CBS will broadcast MLG on TV. Sundance says no contracts are signed yet. Still, though, in my opinion, it's not a bad thing. They say big things because they're a big company. But at the same time, esports on TV, we don't really need it. Everyone has a computer and a stream. So really don't think it's it needs to go on TV. So not sure who's behind CBS decision, but we'll see what Sundance and CBS come up with. Okay, so former OGS, the STC, joins Quantic. A little bit of news for you there. Moving on quickly. A little bit of other news. On Game Net Star League to be a StarCraft II league. Okay, great. That's nice. Makes a lot of sense to me. first TSL4 qualifiers have been announced. I'm actually going to click this one. Let's have a look-see. Registration. Oh, okay. June 12th. Isn't that like today? Right. Okay. So June 12th, 13th, and 14th. And this is sponsored by Twitch and Razer. Yeah, this is obviously TSL4, one of the best online tournaments you can watch. So go check out Team Liquid. Not sure when this is actually starting. Maybe it's even in the live streams here. And then we just don't know about it. Or maybe the qualifiers. Huh? Is it there? 2,500 people watching for the qualifiers. Stream Ascend. I don't know that guy. But I want to know him and be his friend. Okay, so TSL4, is kicking off. Time article about making esports big in America. Actually, esports
finally,
is always...
really?
Esports has always been smaller in America, but you can still make a living off it. Like, some of the Halo players were making a lot of money with endorsements. Apparently, over 4 million people tuned in to MLG.
I'm actually going to click this link.
Huh?
I'm actually going to click this link. Oh.
And it's the Twitter.
Sundance tweet. Right.
Consider this a big hug to all the people who made this weekend possible. More than 4 million people tuned in to watch our streams. If you bring up my screen. Now, is this concurrent?
We have no idea. It's just Sundance stats. It can be Sundance copyrighted stats. If you want, yeah.
We don't need that last donut, man. I need that donut. leave me a donut. But basically, I'm not surprised if their viewership went up with League of Legends.
Probably could be Unix.
Yeah.
Because DreamHack had 3 point something in the past as well, so this is, makes sense. With LoL and all the other stuff they had going on.
Okay. I know it's But I'm not surprised that the MLG got bigger with League of Legends on stream as well. So
yeah,
there was a bit of controversy though at MLG. It wasn't all good news. There was a post on Reddit about people not being allowed to stay in the competitor area. And the admins just being quite righteous. Okay, yeah, there's even a tweet from In Control, who hopefully will join us at DreamHack for some content as well as back at the house. But we can see the tweet. It says, "Yo, MLG, Mr. MLG Adam, what the fuck? Can't watch Idra because you booted me from player area. Thanks, bro. Bring up my screen, dude. Stop reading chat. Pay attention, Weppers. Chance, I undervalue you as a producer.
You don't say."
And basically, yeah, there were some other people being kicked out, and some of the Korean pros were allowed to stay. And basically, I don't really know how to comment about it because I'm not, I wasn't there. But you guys can read the news. It was on Reddit, and people have different opinions, obviously. Soke is not going to DreamHack because only playing top 4, not top 8. We mentioned this a little bit earlier. And also, Naniwa is in the round of 16 of GSL. But also, we should mention that Forzane is playing, I do believe, tomorrow in GSL. So you can watch Forzane tomorrow. So that will be good if you wake up that early. So that's it for StarCraft 2. Mainly about MLG. But okay, so let's go into Quake Live. This shouldn't take long. Avek won the Good Studio Arena tournament for the $800 prize money. He got 500 of it. He actually beat Cypher in the grand finals, which I thought was going to be a little bit of a blowout game, but I was very tired and basically assuming that these two would probably split money. But they played seriously. Yeah, Avek actually won, and Avek even beat Rafa. And Rafa, actually, who is former world champion, going to DreamHack Summer, currently in Europe training, lost his third, fourth place game to Evil from Russia. So Rafa having a very disappointing performance overall, but it will only motivate him.
You don't know, yeah.
But he doesn't have
long. Arrived in Europe.
He doesn't have long to get in shape. So Avek and Cypher took first and second, and they obviously joined Millennium, which is part of the next story. They didn't just join Millennium, though, for Quake. They're actually joining also for Shoot Mania. Now, we got to watch some Shoot Mania.
Yeah, Faz playing.
Faz played some Shoot Mania. What did you make of it?
I told him it still seems hard kind of to spectate properly. Looked kind of fun to play, like actually play it. I don't know, the concept, the whole 3-versus-1 thingy can be really fun, but in the long run, they need to adjust a lot of things to make it proper, viable esports.
In my opinion, it's no way near.
But it's still alpha, so it's early. Yeah, I wouldn't say it is in the current state, but... Oh, look, Apollo. Where is he calling me from? The hell?
Hello, Apollo.
Speaker.
He can't find Semler.
Wait.
Put him on speaker.
What?
Put him on speaker.
You can't find Semler. You can't. So you're in town and you don't know where Semler is?
Yeah, I'm at the bus station.
It's been 2 hours.
What?
Semler's a dick, mate.
I bet he never even left America or something. His home sleeping.
Semler doesn't even have a phone.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I say you just leave him.
He can catch a truck ride.
Huh? he can get a taxi home.
Look for a truck on the side.
He isn't that smart, yeah. do you want us to check the website to see his plane when it landed?
I don't have a...
You already checked it. What time did it land, the plane? 7:10, and it's now 9 o'clock. We've got a lost American in Sweden. I don't know what to do, mate. I would just leave him, to be honest. He's not that important. He only does Bloodline Champions. It's more important we get you home, because you're the StarCraft 2 commentator.
Oh, God.
Are you still there? We're live on a show, by the way, but no one can hear you. So you can say what you like. Okay. So you're going to come? Yeah, just leave him. Give it like 30 seconds tops. Don't wait too long. All right. Yeah, thanks for calling. Bye.
Oh, God.
Right. Sam Lur can't find his way back to the house. Apollo's been waiting 2 hours.
Has he actually been there for 2 hours?
Yeah.
He said he was landing at 7.
He landed 2 hours ago, so he's probably been waiting over an hour.
He landed at 7:25.
He landed at 7:25. It's now 9.
I really hope he was not expecting somebody to pick him up from the actual airport, but from, you know,
no, I thought he said
downtown.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just say we have a moment of silence for Semler. All right, that would do. Well done, everybody. To remember how awesome he was. And R.I.P. Semler.
Right.
So it's all right there. We've got Scriff.
Yeah. But, by the way,
Scriff can be the new Semler. Huh?
About Shootmania. I was talking about the fast...
Shootmania.
Yeah. In the car. And it actually sounded on him that it can... It won't ever replace 1v1, but it might replace team games. Because, like, the hype building up with the 1v3 and stuff like that.
Yeah. But
they might have to work on it to maybe make, like, a 4-man team where you have one guy that only attacks and stuff like that. But it's, like, a lot of work that's...
Yeah, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But when you say you're making an eSport game, you're expected to make something the best of its genre.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're the best of anything right now.
No.
I think it's actually could look a laugh to play and shoot, kind of like Clan Arena is.
Yeah, it was an interesting concept. And sometimes you could have like really some clutch and, you know, pretty nice moments.
Did you not get bored after like 30 minutes of watching him though?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
even less than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But playing probably is more fun, like I said, you know, when you're the guy and whatever. Have to see how it goes.
Someone's gonna be so mad if.
Dude, it's not.
It's not.
Do you know? I told him, mate, get yourself a phone, like a really cheap phone, right?
Yeah.
We have a SIM at the house, like a Swedish SIM.
And when I
pay him, I even showed him a phone for like 500 seconds.
Yeah, I know. And he's like, but I go Skype and Facebook. I don't need a phone. What do I need a phone for? I'm like, man, you never know.
Yeah, and the thing is, there right? And when I pay him money, what's the first thing he goes out and buys?
Alcohol.
Yes.
Whiskey, here.
Yeah.
I just guessed.
Whiskey won't save his life, but a phone could have saved his life. Now he's dead.
Yeah, he's just funny. He's stubborn. I don't know why he didn't. Whatever. I hope he learns a lesson now and gets a phone. Carry on.
Oh, God. I hope he's not alive because I see how we treated him on this show. He's going to be like, thanks, guys.
Dude, it's his own fucking fault. No offense. It's his fault. We said, Emilia, how do you expect to find him, like, you know, if something happens, how do we know? We don't know, right? What are you supposed to do? Wait 4 hours for... I'm sorry, but it's like...
All right. Yeah. So, anyway, back to Quake. done with Quake. Quake's over. On to Bloodline Champions. Apparently, the top topic here is Scriff looking sexy. Well, actually, Scriff wants to look sexy, but we're just waiting for him to start. He says he's doing it, it's maybe in a couple months. A new Bloodline is coming soon. Basically, Bloodline Champions and Sunlock Studios have to release new Bloodlines because they've contractedly obliged with Funcom to fuck up the balance as much as possible of the game. So there's a new upcoming Bloodline called the Sentinel, which is here. And they're actually doing this as well as part of the contract with the Russian side of the publisher. So new Bloodlines, always fun to see how they are and how they get nerfed or buffed. Be interested to see how this one turns out. But yeah, so if you want to check that out, preview phase, that's 20th of June. And they're going to be at DreamHack BLC, so they're probably going to show this on stream. They normally do something cool with the developers and people sit on Mr. Two's lap. So that's cool for Bloodline Champions people. No, can't be bothered. It's not important.
Which ones are you skipping?
All of the Bloodline Champions ones.
Okay.
Yep. And oh, this one's okay. STO, The Montage, Iska, and Dazbig is now sponsored by Matrix Internet Cafe.
Wow.
And I think this is worth mentioning because Matrix Internet Cafe.
Sounds familiar.
Is the guys that lent us PCs for DreamHack ISO Open. So Matrix Internet Cafe from Stockholm, awesome people getting involved, awesome people lending us PCs for the booth at ISO Open. And they're an internet cafe with about 40, 50 PCs in Stockholm, if you don't fancy going to Inferno Online, I guess, or it's not close. They're the two internet cafes. So
they're actually quite nice.
They're sponsored. I haven't met them. In other news, Painkiller announced at E3. That could be really interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of a revamped version of Painkiller, apparently, based on a new engine, and one of the founding guys of the original one is working on it.
But that is...
But I don't know.
That's really interesting, because basically, a lot of the pro gamers really want something faster and CPM movement.
Yeah, I know.
And a lot of people like Strider, Vu, I even think Fatality really think miss Painkiller.
You really think they would give it a shot if it came?
But the thing is, if
Fatality, I really doubt it. Vu.
The problem I think will happen. I think if the game is like the original Painkiller with updated graphics and has a team behind it that modded it, you know, like with all the movement system, it could be a really fun game. Okay, but the pros won't come back unless there's a professional circuit. And no way Intel and Nvidia are throwing 1+ million at this, because they won't. Unless someone within Painkiller, who had that contact originally to push that world tour, does it again, this will literally be a game which will spread the community once again, but not be a full-blown esport. By spreading the community, I mean, originally we had Quake, then we had Counter-Strike, then we had Call of Duty's, then we had, you know, Modern Warfare's, then we had, you know, and we had so many different FPS games that there wasn't one that really stuck. And unless Painkiller has something big with release, it's not going to bring the esport player base in. But it could be really interesting, because if it plays like the old Painkiller and has up to date,
it was really fast,
really fun to watch, and it was... You know, a really fun tournament game, and the circuit that some of the guys that went on the circuit had the best time of their lives. But I'm not sure if they're going to have any contact with, because obviously they know Painkiller, and the name Painkiller got very well known because of that circuit, and they can't really forget it. But there might just be a possibility where they could be like, "Well, we're already well known, so let's just release
the brand,
it and take some money." Or they might be like, "Let's do it again but better," and so we're not sure. In other news, Khan steps in to play for Fnatic.
This is
DreamHack,
not the CS player
play
to be
in Counter-Strike, and he was meant to be, you know, quitting. That's Counter-Strike 1.6. Khan was the
the CS player.
And
apparently,
DreamHack ISO Open Valencia will be shown in 10 cinemas in Sweden. What the fuck?
Yeah, that just came out earlier today. I was asking Thomas earlier about, I'm like, how are we gonna pull this off? We're just gonna play streams in the cinema. I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's how you do it, right?
Yeah, but interesting initiative. There are a couple of if you switch webs.
Yeah, these are the places.
There's a couple of cities in Sweden. It's actually a pretty cool idea.
Göteborg, Malmo. Yeah, well, the thing is, DreamHack's a show, and it's an entertaining show. So the final day will actually be a good final day.
I think
so
it's
I
a really good idea.
How much are tickets and shit, though? Like, how much do I have to pay to go to a cinema for that long? Because it's from 4 till midnight.
Yeah.
I don't think they announced it yet, the tickets. I don't think they'll probably sell like candy and stuff, like drinks. That's gonna like
Fun, but tickets, like ticket price.
Yeah, but I don't think they're gonna sell tickets.
What do you mean? Free entrance or what?
Then you can just watch it at home instead.
Well, it's a bit weird.
Since it's a free stream.
It's not an environment that you would want to sit down and watch an esport event in. I have to criticize just a little bit, or at least give my point of view. When I go to the cinema, it's very dark. I don't talk to people. I get a 2-hour movie, which is action-packed or whatever it's meant to be. Although I accidentally did go see Devil Wears Prada.
But who's to say that you can't go with a couple of mates and actually talk and, you know, have a laugh
but that's
eat
the
popcorn
thing.
And shit
like,
and in
the
a
thing. Can
cinema
you?
Environment?
Can you?
Of course.
I mean,
that
like,
would be the whole idea.
Because if I wanted to watch, what's it called, like a big event with lots of people, I would go to a bar craft. But at the same
Barcraft
time, Barcraft
gets noisy,
you can't,
crowded
you can't
sometimes.
Hear.
Yeah, it's a bit. You just stray off the games actually most of the time. You end up, you know.
All right.
I think it has potential. It's a test run. Who knows? Yeah. If it's successful, they might do something bigger, more. You know, never know. But
But it just seems like when you watch esports, you want to have a conversation about the game and all that other stuff.
And you're free to do that with your mates. I don't think it's going to be like.
But
if
it's like
Pitch
Black
or whatever,
you'd be like, "Hey, Steve."
Who knows? Maybe they're going to keep the lights dimmed. We don't know. Yeah. Like I said, test run.
It could be cool.
Yeah.
I went to see Devil Wears Prada once, accidentally, in a cinema.
Accidentally. Right.
Yeah. It was a bit weird, the whole experience. Basically, I was playing video games, and my mates went to the cinema. And they said, and I was playing video games, as you do. And you're like, "Oh, yeah, shut the fuck up." And they're like, "We'll go to the cinema now." I was like, "You come in." I'd be like, "Yeah, in a minute. This game's almost over." And then I'd be like, "What are we watching?" And they'd like say, "We're watching something." And I was like, all right, yeah, I'll be there. So by the time I finished my game and got to the cinema, I forgot what they were watching. And so I walked up to the entrance and I was like, all right, there's lots of signs. And I didn't know what, I was young. I didn't know what Prada was, you know, I wasn't that young, but I just didn't know what
Prada
was.
Dude, that movie came out like 2000 and...
Yeah. So it was a while ago. Yeah. And then I just looked up at the board and I was like, can't see. That one's got devil in it. That's what they're watching. Because right. They're watching something with devil in it. And I went to the ticket counter and I said, one ticket to see Devil Wears Prada, please. Thinking it was normal. And the woman actually repeated it back to me. She was like, are you sure? One ticket, Devil Wears Prada? I'm like, yeah, of course, I'm sure. And then when I walked in, there was a whole cinema full of like, 15-year-old girls with their fathers that had taken them out on a day trip to be good dads, and there was me sat there all by myself. And and it turned out the movie was about this chick that works in a fashion studio, but it was like that she was gorgeous. I didn't care. I was like, well, I don't remember her name. It was like Hannah or something, or but like she had really nice eyes, and I had a good time at the end. And my cool. mates came out, and their movie was shit. And I was like, I just watched some hot chick in. Bigger than life size. So Devil Wears Prada, watch it, recommended. Chick's hot.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so I wouldn't, you know, after Devil Wears Prada, DreamHack ISO Open probably sounds quite good. Anyway, that was ages ago though.
Six years ago.
Yeah, I was young. I just remember it though. I just remember just fucking up constantly. Video games, man. What was her name? She was well hot.
Anne Hathaway, somebody says.
Yeah, it might have been her. It was one with the brown hair, not the other ones. They were evil. They were corporate women trying to oppress other women. There was lots of women in it.
Oh, okay.
All right, so that ends the news. Brilliant. You watched a movie recently. What did you watch?
Prometheus, yeah.
Was there any Prada in that?
No.
Any hot chicks?
But their space outfits kind of looked pretty designish.
Yeah. Were there hot chicks in there?
Yeah, you know, the girl with like the shortcut hair, the blonde one?
Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
I like her. Yeah.
All right, let's go to, where do you check? is it imdb.com?
Yeah.
Oh, imdb.com.
My Swedish, I can understand a lot of it, but I can't speak it back, whoever asked. Or not yet.
Has Metacritic got a rating up on it yet?
You're watching Devil Wears Prada?
No, I'm comparing your movie to my movie.
Oh, God.
Metacritic?
I'm pretty sure Prometheus should fucking have a better rating than that one. I hope so.
Yeah.
Wait, let's have a look. Prometheus scored 65 out of 100 on Metacritic, right? Let's see what Devil Wears Prada got. Hopefully I can spell Prada.
62!
Oh, yeah.
You lose.
Yeah, but the thing is...
It was a close one.
You got to compare the chicks, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at the chicks.
She was in my movie.
Yeah. Right.
Right? That's like a... That's incredible.
I'll still take Charlize over her.
Huh?
I'll still take Charlize over her.
Yeah.
See, Webbos agrees.
No, wait. Is it Anne Hef... Oh, whoops. Let me just do this. Anne Hathaway. Right. We'll let chat decide. Anne Hathaway. Images. Okay, let's get a good picture. I know you like boobs, Trance, so...
the red one, the third one. Come on, I see it from here. Dude. Dude. Really?
No, you want to get something hotter. That's just hot. Okay, you don't need boobs on that one. And then what was your one?
Charlize Theron.
Right, let me just... What was it? Charlize
Theron.
How do you spell that?
C-H-A-R-L-I-Z.
Whoa, slow the fuck down. C-H-A-R-L...
E... No, I, not E. I, Z, E.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, Theron. All right.
So let's have a look. Oh, shit.
Dude,
oh, shit.
Dude. I mean, come on.
I'm having a blonde
look,
face.
Look, she's blonde, she's brunette, she's like... That picture there is really awkward. Look, the one where she looks old. She actually had to do that shit for a movie or something, I remember.
Which one?
The fucking ugliest picture. Can't you see it? I spotted from here.
What? Look, oh, well, yeah. That one. People
I said, that's weird. Yeah, not a fair comparison. Come on.
You're losing. Yeah, but
she actually had to do that for some movie shit or whatever.
I personally... Yeah, but... Yeah,
dude.
The thing is, right? She's got a...
She's got good everything, man.
No, but the thing is, I reckon she wouldn't be as fun in bed.
Right, based on...
Actually, no, she's too cutesy, so...
Just admit it.
I don't know, dude, I don't want to lose.
I know, but just admit it. Sometime you have to lose one for the team. Come on, take one for the team.
That's fine. That's massively photoshopped, though.
All of them are Photoshop, bro.
No, that's natural
also
beauty.
I'm pretty sure it's also it's all lies and fakes and shit. Whatever. Anyways, where did it even start off? We're talking about the movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because like, I lost track. I was like, why are we looking at Charlize Theron? I completely forgot. I'm like, it's nice, but forgot a context.
What was she wearing in the movie, then?
Oh, tight shit, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really tight stuff.
Let's put it.
Just really good.
Add what Prometheus.
Prometheus. No. How do you spell this?
P-R.
P-R-O. Yeah, there we go. Where's the tight stuff?
Okay, let's have a look what she was wearing. Was she wearing that?
No.
That's a good space outfit.
Yeah, I know, I agree. They should all be like that.
There you go. The one where she's black to the other dude.
Which one? This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not...
Yeah, that's not that good.
It's just a screen... You know, we're probably going to have to delete this VOD as well.
Are we?
Now that I have all this stuff on it.
Why?
Cut it.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, but...
No buts, man. No buts.
She's kind of like trying to be 7 and 9 or something, isn't it?
Dude, she's actually kind of old. I think she's like, what, 39? 8?
I have no idea.
I mean, for her age, she's keeping up pretty good. Of course, millions help and whatever.
No, you can be that hot at that age just because your mum wasn't.
Ha ha. Very funny. Right.
All right.
Oh, the face on the black guy. Hey, that black guy is awesome.
Was he?
I remember him from... wait, what movie was he was really good in? Fuck, I know his name, but I can't remember the movie.
Look it up.
Was he in The Wire? No, not The Wire. Yeah, he was in The Wire, I think. Yeah, he was in The Wire on a season or two. Idris Elba, yeah. Pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in The Wire. I thought so.
All right. I think we've come to the end of the show. 9:30. Yeah.
Most random.
I've got a meeting with Twitch soon. All right. So thanks for watching the good show. It hasn't really been a show. It's more about us going to DreamHack, and then we went through the news, and then basically we looked at some chicks. What more could you ask from a studio? I don't know. And we lost Semler, so it's a win all across the board.
Actually, what time is it now? It's like 9:30, man. I mean, should we start? What time do we decide we get worried? We start to become worried.
I don't know.
How much are we going to give them before we call the police or something?
If it's thinking stuck in customs or something.
I'm thinking sometime.
Let's ask the chat. Wait. How long does Semler have until we actually start caring about him?
I think sometime in August.
I see what you did there.
So, that would be good.
I see what you did there.
That was good.
Not bad.
Okay, good.
72 hours, 1 week, 4 weeks, 48 hours, 24 hours, four weeks. Come on, guys, really? The guy probably end up in a ditch being eaten by dogs and stuff.
Like, it's probably going to be like, what's that movie called? The guy that lives
2 hours,
airport?
3 hours, 5. Oh, my God. This was the worst question to ask our chat. I keep forgetting.
If I got...
call the police. Here we go.
No.
I think we should...
Is,
I think we should.
The thing is.
What?
Mute all the microphones.
I know the movie now. It's going to be like The Terminal.
I'm like a really evil person, by the way. I just had such a brilliantly evil idea. that would though ruin his life, but it would be so fucking funny. But we can't. But we can't do it. We can't do
no,
it.
No, no, no. That will be no. I agree. It's not. No, no, no.
Yeah.
We can tell people after some time later, but no.
Yeah.
Not now. Not now. We actually don't have Semler.
Right. We knew it when we found him again.
Yeah.
I don't know how these
I see people
things
watching the
head.
VOD after and then like going slow motion and trying to read the lips or something.
Yeah. People probably.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Well, I don't know. I think. I don't know what to do, man. It's like. I mean.
James, can I have Twitch lobby banned instead of Kay's underwear? What's a Twitch lobby banned?
Oh, a Twitch lobby banned.
So you get a wristband.
Oh, pass thingy.
So you can come in because it's not.
As a player. Right, right.
Oh. I don't mind.
Yeah. Can hook you up, bro.
Loafers is almost pro anyway. You won a tournament.
Yeah,
yeah, come see me at DreamHack Loafers. I'll bring Kay's underwear as well. It's
fluffy as shit. Sorry, guys. No, we can't do this.
No, if I told you what I suggested, basically, even if I told you and said don't do it, you would do it.
Yeah.
And then if you did it, basically, it would cause a lot of fucking craziness in the whole family as well as everything with Semler. That basically it would be like a mass. I could actually get really in trouble.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's how good of an idea it was. I could get in that much trouble. And normally I try to get in trouble and I have a hard time sometimes because people just let me off. Like I can say whatever I want on the shows. So I can just, you know, do stupid shit. But this one would have been epic.
Is Apollo back?
So I'll tell you tomorrow when he's back.
Yeah. Oh, he's not back. But I'm just thinking like logically, right? If he's in Sweden, if he's been around there for 2 hours, he can manage a way to contact us, you know, like ask for somebody's phone, but he doesn't have numbers.
Internet
find
cafe.
Find a laptop, internet cafe.
Probably doesn't have any money.
I hope not.
Him,
I mean, I hope
right?
he does. I mean,
I'd say like wait, maybe 1.5-2 hours.
I really think something happened with his connection and he missed either the flight or something and then he couldn't let us know.
How can you miss an 8-hour transition?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Stuff.
A flight that's 8 hours.
I don't know. Stuff.
I wonder if he fell asleep and missed the flight.
Ah. See?
Because the thing is, if he had to wait 8 hours, he was super fucking tired.
Yeah,
probably didn't sleep on the way over. It was the last day of MLG he was there. He would have got shit-faced. Like, he would have got real shit-faced.
I know. Free booze? I mean, come on.
Yeah. So, basically, he's got 8 hours to kill in the airport. I think Selma's stuck in the airport in Netherlands.
With no money to get a ticket or something?
No, but, yeah. We should probably try and, like...
Try what? Call the airport in Amsterdam?
Yeah, we could call the airport.
Have you seen any loud Americans sleeping on your seats?
No,
shouting, I'm an American.
No, but seriously, stand up. Like, if... You would call. You can just call them and tell them to fucking tell it in the speakers, or something like that.
I mean, come on.
If it gets to that,
call the airport. Yeah, right.
Why not? Let's call the airport.
Yeah, let's call it on stream.
Right. Find. What are you?
Wait,
looking
I'm
for?
Looking for him. If he's done any updates on Twitter or whatever.
I don't
whatever.
Think so.
I haven't seen anything on Twitter.
He would have came back to Apollo then, I guess. Well.
What's his fucking name?
You had him. It was first. Look, that one. Yo, the first one. The first one.
What's
yeah.
a stupid name?
No, nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Hmm.
What airline was he flying with?
No idea. I can check though.
Oh yeah, we could call the airline
and
see
if he
was on the plane. Yeah, you can do that. I think.
Let's find Semler.
Fucking good.
He's Semler of America.
Let's just rename the show. Finding Semler.
The Semler quest.
Oh, let's see. Amsterdam. God. He was on...
KLM?
KLM.
Yeah, I thought so.
All right, give me KLM's number.
The Swedish office, if possible.
France, KLM...
Or can you actually just call Arlanda? Do they have those
KLM
lists as well?
KLM.com. Let's see. Select your country of departure, Netherlands. But we don't want to... Change language, English.
Huh?
You want me to give you the number to them in Netherlands, right?
Yeah, we might as well ring them on the phone, because there's no point hearing them on stream, because they're only going to tell us. We just need to get an update, and I can't hear them properly, and they can't hear
customer
me.
Customer support.
Yeah, give you the number.
Contact us.
Plus 31.
What should it be? Service center, cares, blue service desk.
Service desk,
customer
maybe?
Care.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe service desk. Let's go for service desk.
Yeah.
But I think we should, somebody was right. Maybe rather call Arlanda and see, you know, when they
No, I don't think.
Do you have his flight number that he was meant to be on?
Yeah, we're going to need that as well.
Yeah, I can check it.
Because we need that as well, probably.
Look, somebody in chat already has the number. Why are you so slow?
Yeah, someone in chat already has
it. I don't know if it's legit, but I'm just saying.
I got the number here. I can link it to you on Skype or something.
Well, just say it out loud. I'm typing it.
Okay, plus 31.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah.
545.
545.
9.
Yeah.
777. 777. That should be. Oh, fuck. They're closed. Service desk.
They're closed.
It's ringing though.
Wait. Let's.
Yes.
No, but I think they're closed. Here's another one. I got another one.
Refines.
Welcome by Bluch. Okay.
Here. Plus 31.
Plus 31.
20.
20.
474.
474.
77.
77.
47.
47.
And if it's wrong, they can probably just like.
Call them.
Yeah, that.